This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Thank you and good morning. This is Chris Witz. Welcome. Morning Devotions. One of the brilliant people of the 1800s was the gifted Dutch artist Vincent van Gogh. Most people have heard of him, and yet there's a story of great sadness and tragedy about van Gogh. He shot himself to death one day in 1890. He was on the verge of a successful career. Many people thought of him as a genius, and a song was dedicated to him called Vincent. Don McLean sang that in 1972. Big hit record then, and it was released in 20 languages. Well, Vincent van Gogh did more than 860 oil paintings, and today something like a million visitors come every year to visit the Amsterdam Museum, dedicated to this misunderstood and gifted genius. Not many people know it, but van Gogh didn't start out as an artist like his father and his grandfather before him. He was a preacher. He was ordained in the Wesleyan tradition and began his ministry in England. But van Gogh was an intense young man who had a very difficult time as a preacher, and he asked many difficult questions. The church didn't like that. He tried to follow the scriptures to the letter, so he sold all that he had. He went to be a missionary among the miners at Belgium, but the peasants found his intensity a little bit hard to take, and he was forced to leave the ministry. But Vincent van Gogh found it more difficult to follow the strict teachings of his church. He couldn't abide by some of the things the church did, and he wanted to be free to explore God's creation in a way that he wanted to, but the church frowned on him, so he left. He abandoned the established church. He still kept his own, kept up his own faith. He believed God could be seen in landscapes and in the hearts of human beings. He gave away a lot of the things that he owned. He slept on wooden planks. He dressed in rags. But the Bible was still his friend and a constant companion. He had a brother called Theo, and he wrote a letter to Theo. He said, "To believe in God for me is to feel there is a God, not a dead one or a stuffed one, but a living one, one who with irresistible force urges us towards more loving." But Vincent van Gogh had that great need to punish himself. It's easy, I think, to judge people the wrong way. I mean, why, for example, did Vincent van Gogh cut his ear off? Why did he commit suicide? Well, I guess we may never know that, but he might have had a severe mental illness, not that it was described back then in the 1800s. He was placed in institutions, or they used to call them mental asylums back then. He sank into deep depression, self-destruction. He was quoted as saying, "The best way to know God is to love many things." Great idea. He was a humble man, but he couldn't overcome his depression and the disappointments in life. In spite of his love of God, his devotion to God, that could never be denied. I wonder if Vincent van Gogh ever read Psalm 34, verse 18. "The Lord is near to the brokenhearted. He saves those who are crushed in spirit." Now, this is a fantastic verse, a powerful verse that could be taken for all of us. When we look at the Hebrew meaning of the word brokenhearted, it refers to the inner life, you know, the mind, the will, and the affections. And the psalmist said, "Those whose inner life is shattered, well, you need help." How sad it is that Vincent van Gogh was ostracized by the church, rejected by those who should have been helping him. But this verse from Psalm 34 means that God is able to help those who can't help themselves. Sometimes we reach the end, but God comes through his Holy Spirit to help us. And I want to say today that God is near to you. And as I look at the Hebrew meaning of that verse from Psalm 34:18, the word that means close enough to touch, there it is. God is close enough to touch you. How marvelous it is that our eternal God wants to touch us with his presence and his kindness. And there's another verse that I wish Vincent had read. It's Romans 5, verse 5. It says, "God will never disappoint us. He's given us his Holy Spirit who fills our hearts with his love." When someone is crushed, they're down and out, and they don't know where to go, what to do. But God is there, as obviously it was, and I think it's an amazing story. Thank you, dear Lord, for people like Vincent van Gogh. There are those in life that we read about who've had a dramatic life and yet have had a great influence. Bless our memory as we think of him today. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.